On a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. Today in your health, searching for genes linked to Parkinson's disease. That's in a moment. First, memory and the brain. Scientists have identified a handful of people who have extraordinary memories. How extraordinary? They can remember vivid details about each day of their lives. As Michelle Trudeau reports, researchers are trying to understand how their brains work.
Bob Petrella says he had to go through a lot of testing to qualify as someone with superior autobiographical memory. First, there were questions about news events from the past several decades.
What they would do was they would ask you an event. They would say, like, the O.J. Simpson car chase, and I'd say, June 17th, 1994. And then they would ask what day of the week that was. It was a Friday.
Bob scored 55% correct on the news events. You and I would be lucky to get 15% right. Then he was quizzed about his own life.
They asked what day of the week was January 1st, 1984, which was a Sunday, when the Steelers, my favorite team, lost to the Raiders that day, 38-10.
Bob Petrella is one of 11 individuals who've now been extensively studied by memory researcher James McGaw at the University of California, Irvine. The testing has shown that Bob and the others like him don't use memory tricks. They don't have photographic memories. They're not savants. But rather, says McGaw, other than their remarkable memories, they're remarkably normal.
They're all reasonably successful in what they do. There is a professional violinist. There's Mary Lou Henner, who is a successful actress. There's a radio news announcer. There's a Discovery Channel producer, and so on.
Surprisingly, Bob and the group didn't do any better than you and I would on most standard memory tests, like repeating back lists of words or a string of numbers. It's their autobiographical memory, specifically, that's exceptional. Other types of memory are pretty much normal.
People like us, we forget normal things, like I forgot where I parked my car a couple months ago coming out of a theater, or forget where I left my keys.
The researchers have also identified another surprising set of behaviors that these individuals share.
Most, if not all of them, have some obsessive-compulsive tendencies. They tend to save a lot of objects. They tend to have some repetitive habits. They tend to store things.
So in Bob's case,
he's germ-avoidant. He drops his keys, he has to wash them. He can't wear shoes that have shoestrings because shoestrings touch the ground.
But McGaw says the obsessive tendencies don't seem to interfere with daily living. It's a tantalizing clue, especially when coupled with the MRI findings, that a brain area known to be involved in OCD is larger than normal in these folks. This brain area, called the caudate, may be related to having the repetitive and instant replay of past events. The brain scans also revealed other differences in brain structure.
What we've identified are 9 regions of the brains of these subjects that differ from those of control subjects.
Many of these regions are involved in memory encoding and retrieval. McGaw says they're first hints and hopes research on these individuals will reveal how their phenomenal memories work and perhaps how ordinary memory works as well. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.